With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Washington apple industry could be heard breathing a huge sigh of relief last week after learning U.S. apples shipped to Mexico will no longer be hammered with a 20% tariff.
Absolutely. A big sigh of relief and some reprieve. This has been a challenging year with multiple barriers to trade in several of our top export markets. To have some good news to share has been really positive for the industry.
That's Washington Apple Commission spokesperson Tony Lynn Adams.
And to also have the opportunity to be entering into the next crop year with an open trade with our number one export market really sets us up for a successful season.
On top of that, Adams says it should really help with the USMCA.
The agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico is kind of viewed as a step in the direction of the passage of USMCA. The 232 steel and aluminum tariffs were kind of a sticking point for the passage by Congress and the removal of those.
And Adams says that would be icing on the cake.
So there is hope potentially that USMCA will be ratified, which provides some stability for trade in our two neighboring markets, which happen to be our top two export markets.
Adams says the three countries also agreed that if the U.S. imposed future tariffs on steel and aluminum, retaliatory tariffs would be limited to those two items. That, she says, should shield our tree fruit growers from getting drawn into these disputes. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us as always is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about leaf rollers. What are they?
Leaf rollers are a type of lepidopteran insect, the butterflies and moths, in which the caterpillars or larvae use their silk, like they use for cocoons, to roll the leaf around themselves while eating it. It helps protect the larvae while being surrounded by the food source.
So it sounds like they might be pretty hard to find and control.
Once you find the cigar-shaped curled leaf, you can start to spot them easier. If you open the rolled leaf, the leaf roller abandons ship and uses the silk to rappel out of there. If you don't disturb too much, the larva will climb back up the silk and repair its leaf roll.
So leaf rollers can eat leaves, but what about the fruit itself?
Yes. In addition to eating leaves, they also feed on fruit surface causing damage. They can deform fruit if feeding early in the season and leave huge bite marks or etched feeding trails on fruit surfaces.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.